all too familiar music means. It's another great edition of Sports Club. Welcome in. Haven't come up with a clever name for the name of the show yet. Nickname of the show for this week. Week three. So much we can talk about. My goodness. Just every time you turn around, we could talk about the billions of holding penalties that have been called up to this point. We could talk about that currently the Jaguars are making the Titans look like a high school team. Yes, that game is going on. We could just talk about so many different things, but I think before we get into recapping last week's picks and how our guest picker did against me and getting into how this week's guest picker is going to fare, hopefully, against me as well. You know, if you do want to be a part of the show questions, comments, suggestions, you guys know how to find us on all the social medias and such. Or if you want to be the guest picker, pick games against it. We are working on some shirts and so. And, you know, if you participate in that, maybe we'll send you a shirt or something. We're working on that at the moment. As soon as we get those, we will let you guys know as far as that. But before we get into all that, how about let's talk about the fact that it is apparently quarterback hunting season this year. You got, you know, the game we're watching now. The whole reason why there is a Gardner Minshew era is because Nick Foles broke his collarbone almost, you know, immediately as soon as the season started. It seems to be working out in the Jaguars' favor at this particular juncture. You look around and say, Drew Brees, who just had surgery on his thumb, he's going to be out for 6 weeks, so it's the Teddy Bridgewater era for the next month and a half if you're in New Orleans. Still not sure how I feel about that. We'll circle back around to these ones I'm talking about. Big Ben's out for the year, so it is the Mason Rudolph era for the remaining, 14 games. We'll kind of circle back around to that. Or how the fact that just a day or so ago, the news broke. Eli Manning no longer the starter in New York. Yep, that means Daniel Jones is gonna, I guess, see if he can play defensive back and all the other positions they need help at, because their problem was never really the quarterback so much as the other guys around him. We'll start there. I believe David Deal, who was a Super Bowl winning offensive lineman for the Giants, had it best. He sent out a tweet that said, basically that, yeah, quarterback is not the problem there. Eli was still productive and doing good things. He just has nobody around him. If your defensive backs can't make plays, it doesn't matter what your quarterback does. If an offensive lineman can't block, it doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. But they want to swap over to a rookie. I understand. You want to see what you have in him. At this point, you know Eli's probably not going to be with the team next year. And can we just stop the rumors of him getting traded? Everybody has their quarterbacks. Everybody's set at this particular juncture. Where is he going to go? Pittsburgh? Not happening. He's one of those quarterbacks who is a statue. Long gone are the statues. The only statues that are still left are Joe Flacco. Even Matt Ryan moves around now, guys. So we can't, I mean, you got to move a little bit. Brady moves a little bit. Even Peyton moved a little bit. You have to in this day and age. So where's Eli Manning going? He's going to the bench. He's not going to any other team. He says he's going to do the noble thing and help Daniel Jones out, but I don't know. It's not going to matter his Hall of Fame eligibility or his stature or clout or anything. So Eli, do what you want to do. Talked about Roethlisberger being out. This is the Mason Rudolph era. They've kind of been wondering when they could kind of flip the switch here anyway. Since Mason's not a first-round draft pick, they don't get that fun little fifth year to play with. So it kind of, you don't want Big Ben out, but at the same time, you kind of wanted to know what you had in the kid. So this is a good opportunity to do that. And for everybody that thought the Steelers were playing for next year, no. You can't. You definitely can't say they're playing for next year, because they up and trade and try to make their team better. They are actively looking at trades. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on in Pittsburgh. I talked about Drew Brees having thumb surgery. He's going to be out at least 6 weeks. That's his throwing hand. So him being able to grip a football is very, very important, let alone being able to throw it accurately. One thing he has always been at the top of the league in, accuracy. One thing, as I'm watching this game here, that Marcus Mariota is not at the top of the league in. Teddy Bridgewater will be serviceable. A lot of people, I think ever since he got hurt years ago, I don't think that he's a top-end starter. He's a top-end backup. He's going to hopefully keep it afloat. If they can go 3-3 in this 6 weeks and be at 500 when Drew Brees comes back, I think they're sitting okay, because the Falcons may run away with this if they don't, if they do worse than 3-3. Plus, now we got to see how long Drew's going to play. This could be a last year after an injury like this. Who knows? And then the Jaguars we talk about here, they seem to be doing okay without Nick Foles. What we kind of all said before, Nick Foles was not the piece that was keeping you from being successful. Now if you can only get Jalen Ramsey to sit down and shut up, good luck. Because thanks to the Odell Beckhams of the world, people like Jalen Ramsey think you can be a diva and get whatever you want. That's not how life works. Unless your name is Kardashian, then apparently it does. Another, you know, out in Colts world, they're having to convince Adam Vinatieri to stick around and continue to kick. He's been having all kinds of trouble. Just hadn't been the accurate Hall of Famer that he is. They actually seriously had to sit down and convince him to continue to kick and to keep him around. This will probably be the last year for him. I think he's still got plenty left. It's just, I don't know if it's a focus thing or if it's just, he might be nursing some kind of weird injury. We don't know. But is this the end for Adam Vinatieri? I think this year is. As of right now, no. He's still playing. We're going to see him play against the Falcons this week. I'm sure he'll get plenty of opportunities to kick, and we'll see what happens. Now, the thought occurred to me, I was going to put the Falcons on this list. The problem was they won last week and had a pretty solid game, so I didn't put them on the list. But there's a handful of teams that going into week three, their seasons are on the line. It's pretty much you got to put an A-plus effort and pretty much more than likely win to keep relevance. I think the Jaguars are one of those teams. They're at 0-2. They look pretty good at the moment, because it is misty, rainy, wet. But they are up 14-0 on the Titans with 7 minutes left in the first half. I think very much if they go 0-3 in the AFC South, I think you're done. I don't think you're going to rebound from 0-3 to win that division or even a wild card. You could, but odds are definitely against you. I very much think the Lions at 1-0-1. Yeah, they haven't lost, but that tie messes everything up. They need to beat the Eagles. The Eagles at 1-2 would be okay, because them and the Cowboys are still going to fight it out for that division, even though the Cowboys are potentially going to run away with it, run away if the Eagles lose. But the Lions have got to start rebounding. I've heard Matt Stafford on a bunch of the shows and making his rounds and everything. By the way, Matt, you want to be on this show? We'd love to have you. But I think at this point, if they're not trying to keep pace in their division with the Green Bays of the world, with the Bears, then the Lions are looking at third or fourth place again. And I think you're going to start to see some shakeups. I think the Jets are almost in sale mode. Almost like they're pulling a Dolphins and they're just going to start playing for next year, which is kind of sad, because they have a pretty good team, but they can't. I mean, they're down to third string Luke Falk. I'm a big Luke Falk fan. I think Jets fans are going to like this guy, but you got to quit clearing the deck around these quarterbacks. You got your starter is out with mononucleosis. We all know how you get that. Not sure how that happened. There's conspiracy theories that think it has to do with a former Patriots player, but I doubt it. Your backup, got his ankle snapped. He's out the year, rest of the year. Luke Falk's in. Now that he's been able to take some practice reps, you're going to like him a little better. He's a good player. He can play. But, Jets fans, your season is very much on the line. The unfortunate part, you're against the Patriots. It's not looking good. Let's see. Everybody, there's a lot of other ones. Yeah, Broncos. I think Broncos are playing for next year anyway. They wish they had Luke Falk. They can't figure out the quarterback situation, among other things. So, I wouldn't really include the Broncos in this, or the Dolphins, or the Bengals for that matter. For what it's worth, the Giants either. Panthers are absolutely one of these teams, because you got the Falcons at 1-1. You got the Buccaneers at 1-1. You got the Saints at 1-1. They're sitting at 0-2. And while we could argue that the Saints are going to be playing with Bridgewater, we don't know. He might win all six games. The Saints are a solid team. The fact that the Buccaneers are up there is just a modern miracle. They're not going to last. We know that. But if the Panthers go 0-3, and there's a chance Cam won't play, I could add him to that mix of quarterbacks I just talked about. Cam hadn't practiced all week. It looks very much... What is that? Let's see. It is... Let's see. Try to find it. There we go. Kyle Allen. That's the backup right now for Cam Newton. With Cam not practicing, looks like Kyle Allen may play. Here's another young quarterback. I think it's almost half the league will start a age 26 or younger quarterback this week. That's just incredible. Just incredible. So Kyle Allen, it hasn't been announced, but if Cam hasn't practiced all this time, I would be willing to bet he's not going to. It seems like his shoulder and his foot and all kinds of other things are just messed up. And I think we're looking at an Andrew Luck thing again. It's just in order for him to be healthy, he's going to have to get out of football. And maybe he just takes a year off, which is what we all thought Andrew Luck would do. We were wrong. But I don't know. It seems like sometimes Cam's head is not in the game. And right now, his entire body's not. But definitely the Panthers, if they're not putting that win up, it's not going to happen. The Steelers at 0-2. You definitely got to put them there. Not just because of standings in their division. Steelers, who I still think could be in the Super Bowl mix, you're in a division with the Ravens, who are already 2-0, with the Browns, who are 1-1. We won't count the Bengals, but you have the same record as the Bengals. You got a brand new quarterback starting. So, you know, Steelers in that mix. They've got to save their season, and they've got the red-hot 49ers that they're against, so... We'll see how that works. It's not looking good for the steel curtain there. And, yeah, everybody else pretty much, because most of the rest of them are 1-1 or better, and they'll be able to do that. Those are the teams on the brink, the ones that their season could potentially be on the line right now. As far as the Falcons, you know, that was a big game. The Sunday night football game. To me, here's some of the things I saw during the game. You have, for some reason, Atlanta always has wide receivers who, if they can't catch the ball, like to tip the ball up in the air, which typically turns into interceptions. That's why I can't blame Matt Ryan for all the interceptions. It's not always his fault. Now, granted, on this night, yeah, a lot of them were, but when you tip the ball up in the air, you're asking for the defense to get it. They led to interceptions. It's what kept a struggling Philadelphia team, like, in the game all night. And Philly fans, as I've told you all week long, I don't want to hear the injury excuse, because you guys were some of the top people last year who would not let Atlanta use the excuse that their entire defense was hurt. So, I'm not letting you use it now. You lost the game because you got outplayed. Some other things from the game. There was just a couple throws from Matt Ryan. About a couple. I mean, six, seven, eight of them. Where they were easy throws. And he just flat out threw it over the top of the receiver's head. I guess he thought the receiver was Herman Munster or something. I don't know. But he just threw it flat over their head. You had the offensive line was doing okay. They were getting banged up a little bit. Once again, not using injuries on either side as the excuse here. No, you're going to get dinged up. It's football. It's a contact sport. There's physicality. That's the way the game works. But it seemed like both lines were really kind of holding it together. What it came down to for the Falcons were playmakers were making plays when they needed to. Everybody was kind of holding their own, and then you needed a big play, and the Falcons guys were making those plays, where it seems like the Eagles were digging deep, and all the effort was there, and it just didn't quite fall their way. The defensive pass rush is very much improving for Atlanta, and when you get the push that you do from the Grady Jarretts and the others up front, that lets people like Deion Jones run free into the quarterback, and ask any quarterback, if he gets a head start, you do not want him to hit you. Also, it came down to, in the end, when the Falcons needed it, they did the one thing that they're notorious for not doing, and that's going to the obvious answer. When they needed the points, they needed the drive, they needed the score, Matt Ryan to Julio Jones. How hard is that? That's like Montana to Rice, or Young to Rice, if you want to go that route. That's like Brady to Edelman. You know, that's just that simple. Just that simple. And, like I said, the defense did just enough. They could have been a little more dynamic, but it's only the second game of the year, and they're all finally healthy. So they're getting used to each other. This defense, though, is going to be very, very scary, and I look forward to what Atlanta's going to show us this year. I think it's going to be really fun. Like I said, I think it's their division to lose, and they're very much staring down a deep playoff run. Let's get into the picks. If you have already heard our college show, which we recorded right before this one, you know, it didn't go well for me. But that's okay. That's the fun of it. I took some risks, and it didn't work out. It was, of course, the guest picker was Eugene Carter, who is a diehard fanatic fan of the Falcons may be an understatement. But he's also real about it. We have a lot of cool discussions, especially about the Falcons and other things, but Eugene's a real good dude. I appreciate him. Definitely appreciate him taking the time to make these picks. And, of course, we had Indy at Tennessee. We both took Tennessee. We missed on that one. Tennessee's not making me look so good. I still have them winning the division, even though they're still getting smoked by the Jaguars. He took Seattle. I took Pittsburgh. I was wrong on that one. He said Rams. I said Saints. He was right again. And I took Philly. He took Atlanta. That made me 0-4, him 3-1. Now, in my defense, because I got to hold on to something, in my defense, three of these four games had to do with quarterback injuries. Wentz had to miss some time for concussion protocol. Obviously, Big Ben and Drew coming out with the injuries that they did. But that's okay. Congratulations, Eugene. I actually saw him earlier today, and I congratulated him on his picks and the fact that he beat me. And like I said, we're working on some swag of some kind, and we'll send it out if you're a participant, even if you don't win. Now, that leads us to this week. Got four good games again. And this week's guest picker is Corey Barney. Corey Barney is a claims Miami as his hometown, although he actually lives up here in the Atlanta area. Once again, he is another person I've had some really good conversations with. He is a Dolphins fan. I gave him the option of picking the Dolphins game, and he politely declined. I don't blame him. They do have the Patriots this week. But we picked these four games here. I have his picks. I actually have some of his breakdown and rundown, and he was super excited to be a part of this, so I was glad to have him be a part of this. First game, we have the Oakland Raiders coming to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. We both pretty much thought the same thing on this. I like Oakland. I like what they're doing. Corey likes them. But Minnesota seems to be piecing some good things together, and Oakland's going to have to travel across three time zones to play this game, or two time zones. Either way, going to have to go West Coast to East Coast. Feel like Oakland's just not going to have quite the firepower. Minnesota's pretty good at home, as the Falcons. We both took Minnesota. Next game, we have the Baltimore Ravens going to the Kansas City Chiefs. He likes Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and says that defense is going to make enough plays to stop Lamar Jackson. I politely disagreed with him. I think Baltimore is going to continue to be on a roll. They really set up the run, which ultimately allows them to pass down the field. If they get all that moving on top of this pretty stellar defense they have, I think this is one of the few losses that Kansas City is going to have this year. I took Baltimore. Got the Atlanta Falcons at the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are good with Jacoby Brissett. They have a lot of skilled players, a lot of different places. It's a slightly different team than when Andrew Luck's there. But it's slowly molding itself to be a Jacoby Brissett team. I don't have a problem with a majority of the things they do. But Atlanta is sneaky good at the moment. I think they showed a small taste of what they can do against Philadelphia on the Sunday night game. We both took Atlanta. Last game, we've got the Houston Texans going to the L.A. Chargers. He likes the Chargers. He says Phillip Rivers is hard to bet against. The playmakers are there. Their defense is scary, especially up front. I agree, especially with Bosa. And he said that once this is another situation where he thought L.A. can hold off the Houston charge of Deshaun Watson and the rest. I countered with, I like the Chargers, but I think they are kind of a new version of the Jaguars, where I think their window is either slow about to close or maybe have already closed. They're so talented, but I don't know that they have a deep run that they can get out of their division and do well. I took the Houston Texans. I think Deshaun just, he's like Patrick Mahomes. He makes these throws that even a video game can't make, and I feel like he's going to make enough plays. He's going to win the aerial assault, the aerial display that's going to be put up between Phillip Rivers and himself. And I took Houston. So to recap, we both have Atlanta over Indianapolis. We both have Minnesota at home over Oakland. I took Baltimore on the road. He took Kansas City at home. I took Houston on the road. He took the Chargers at home. Tons more we'll get into in the next couple weeks. We're going to line up some other fun stuff as well. As always, you want to be a part of the show. You guys know how to hit us up on all the social medias. And if you want to be part of the guest picks, let me know. Love to have you guys on. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us for another great edition of Sports Club. We don't have a fancy name yet. In fact, that's what the name of this episode is. We didn't have a fancy name for this episode. We'll see you guys next week. Go Falcons. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble.